Please do take a seat. We gather together today in this place of peace and safety to remember those who have gone into war and danger, especially to remember those who laid down their life for the peace and the freedom which we enjoy today. I want to take as my text this morning two sentences of Jesus Christ spoken on the night before he died. Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." And then he went on to say, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Now, when we remember wars and those who have died in them, I expect we have two feelings. On one hand, sadness for human conflict. And on the other hand, gratitude for sacrifices made. So I want to explore those two feelings this morning. First, we feel sadness for the conflict, the fighting between human beings. 100 years ago, the First World War began. For 4 years, armies from Germany and Austria clashed with armies from Britain, France, Russia, and later America. Now, computer games like Call of Duty and some films can make war seem fun, but nothing is further from the truth. In World War I, around 60 million soldiers, sailors, and airmen were involved. Almost half were killed or wounded. It may seem a long time ago, but reading about those from our village who died in the war has brought it home to me. Many had been pupils at the Piggott School. If you go to the junior school, they may have sat in the same classroom as you. One lived in the house next door to mine. Now, officially, you had to be 18 to join the army, but many boys as young as 16 were fighting unofficially. Just imagine the experience of waiting in a dark trench, hearing the machine gun bullets whistling overhead, knowing that when you climbed out, most likely they would slam into your body and you would die in the freezing mud. That is what they had to go through. And sadly, it's not just 100 years ago. You know, since 1914, there has not been a single year without a war somewhere in the world. In fact, there have been 165 major wars and almost 180 million precious human lives lost in violence since then. Still today, many children are forced to fight in the Middle East and in Africa. And many of us know people bravely serving in the British forces in those places, some of whom have given their lives. Well, in my first text, Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Oh, how we need this teaching. Christ tells us that we were put on this earth to love God and to love one another. But do we? Instead, there is so much human conflict. Now, as we will see, the sacrifices made by individual soldiers can be very noble, and wars can be just. But the fact that there is so much fighting shows us that something is wrong in the human heart. We fail to love each other. Indeed, in our own lives, when we meet people who look different or think differently or act differently to us, so often we don't love them, but instead belittle, ignore, insult, or fight them. That's why when I think of Jesus' teaching, love one another as I have loved you, I feel very humble because I have not done it. And when I think of wars, I feel of sadness for the human conflict. But the other feeling we have is more positive. We also feel gratitude for sacrifices made. We are deeply thankful for those who sacrifice their lives in war so that others can have peace and freedom, even us today. The story is told of a general visiting a battlefield hospital in 1917, and he saw a young soldier who just had his leg amputated. And the general said to him, "Son, I'm sorry you lost your leg." The soldier replied, "I didn't lose it, sir. I gave it." It's very moving. He gladly gave up his safety, even his leg, so that others could be kept safe. Later this morning, we will hear the names of those from our village who gave their lives in the war. We will hear the name of Oliver Watson. He was a colonel in the Middlesex Hussars. In 1918, he stayed alone on the front line to give covering fire to his men as they fell back, even though it meant almost certain death for him. What a hero. He gave his life so that his men could live. And we'll hear the name of Beatrice LeBlanc Smith, a sister in the Army Nursing Service. In 1942, as Singapore was being captured, she chose to stay behind to care for the wounded. She was on one of the last ships out, and it was sunk. Another hero from our village. She gave her life that others might be healed. Well, in my second text, Jesus Christ said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." He was speaking the night before he died about his own death, but these words of Jesus are inscribed on the gravestones of many who died in the war. The friends of those who died saw that their sacrifice pointed to the sacrifice of Christ. The heart of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us so that we can have life with God. There's never been anyone else like him. No one has ever taught like him. No one has had power like him. No one has ever cared for others as he did. Christians believe he was the Son of God on earth. And in his great love for us, Christ laid down his life on the cross. Like that young soldier with his leg, he didn't lose his life, he gave it. You see, he died to pay for our failure to love one another. So that if only we will put our trust in him, we can receive what we most need: full forgiveness, peace with God, and life with God now and forever. Sister LeBlanc Smith and Colonel Watson are heroes who gave their lives that others might be healed and have life. Jesus Christ gave his life so that we, you and I, might have the healing of forgiveness and life with God. And when men and women, boys and girls, put their faith in Christ and give their lives to him, he works in them so that more and more they can love others, even those who are different. That's the Christian hope for peace in our world and peace in our lives: the love of Christ working in us. So this Remembrance Sunday, as we think of wars and those who gave their lives in them, how do we feel? I expect we feel sadness for human conflict. How much we need the teaching and example of Jesus to love one another. And also we feel gratitude for sacrifices made. If today by faith we know the forgiveness and friendship of God, let us respond by giving thanks to Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for this. And today we all know peace and safety in our country. So how shall we respond? Let us remember and be grateful to those brave men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom. And let us resolve in our own lives to follow their example of love. Amen.
Will you please sit or kneel for our prayers? And so our prayers this morning are going to be led by young people from the uniformed organisations in Wargrave. And we begin with a prayer of remembrance that Amy is going to read for us.
Almighty and eternal God, we remember before you all those who have laid down their lives in the service of their country in wartime, and we offer you our humble thanks for their example of courage and devotion to duty. Help us to realise that apart from you, we cannot know true peace. Turn us again to yourself, Lord, that we may enjoy once more the blessings which you have promised to all who love and honour your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we pray for peace, peace throughout the world, and peace in our hearts.
We praise you, Lord, that you came to this world to bring peace on earth. We pray that the leaders of the nations and people everywhere may turn to you, the Prince of Peace, so that war and terror, cruelty and hatred may end, and peace and justice, kindness and love may reign. We ask this so your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. For your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. And we remember all those who suffer as a result of war.
Father, we remember how your Son, during the time of his ministry on earth, had great compassion for those who suffered. We bring to you those who still suffer as a result of war. Hear our prayer, Father, for those who live with pain and scars of bodily injury, for those whose minds are shattered by the horrors which they witnessed or endured, for those who have been bereaved, for those who do not believe in you or trust their fellow human beings. Grant to them peace of mind and heart and relief from all their suffering. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we pray for ourselves and for our families.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our homes and families, for our food and clothing, and for all the happiness that our parents and children can share. We ask that your love may surround us, your care may protect us, and that we may know your peace at all times. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We remember today those who are sick or suffering. O God, the source of life and health, we pray for all who are ill. Give doctors and nurses skills to make them well again. And grant that during their illness, they may learn more of your love and care through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And so all these prayers we sum up with the words of the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, the Lord's Prayer, which is printed on our service sheet. We say together, Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.